Amen. We're going to get ready to pray, but I want you to keep your chapter to 24 open there. Your chapter 24 of Joshua. Let's pray. Lord God, we are so thankful that this is the day that you have made. And Father, we're rejoicing because we have breath in our bodies, activities in our limbs. And some of us have pain that we can say thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we are so thankful, Father, that you have allowed us to come to worship you. And Father, we come with heavy hearts, some of us. Some of us with pain in our bodies. But Father, we know that you're the God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we actually think. Father, we think of our pastor and we pray that you'll give him strength for the journey today. Busy day for him today, Lord. And we pray that you'll give him just a great and excellent day in you today. Pray for his family. Then, Father, we think of Brother Fred Anderson as he's excited about his new church and, Father, the installation service today. And, Father, we know that you are going to do great things in that man's life. So, Father, we're just so thankful that we were a part here of Crossroad of the Anderson family. And, Father, as we think about that service, may you give him joy and wisdom and a discerning spirit. Father, we think of those behind prison bars and those are in the nursing homes. That, Father, in your own unique way, that you'll speak to their hearts, that you'll comfort them, that you'll give them a peace which passeth all understanding. And then, Father, those who have lost loved ones, Father, we pray that you'll bring comfort upon them today. That you'll give them a joy and a peace that no one that you can do. So, Father, now as we get into your word, may I die to self. May you be magnified through it all. May we look back and see what great things that you have done in our lives, even through your word. For it's in Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, it's an exciting time for me to be a part of Crossroads and to see the great things God has done here. I've been praying for Brother Anderson and to see him at a new level in his life. I mean, so many years he's been with the youth, but now he's got a church of his own and God is going to do some amazing things there. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do there. Pastor will give you the details about the trip this afternoon, and we're looking forward to some great times there. I picked Joshua chapter 24 today because as we go back and remember some things in our lives that has happened over the years, I wish I could have read the whole chapter leading up to verse 14 and 15 and 16 and 17. But during your private time today, would you look at Joshua chapter 24? And I'm going to pick some key verses out that or reflect in our lives what you're thinking about. So in Joshua chapter 24, in the first verse, it says, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel and called the elders of Israel and for the heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Verse 2 says, and Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they serve other gods. I can only imagine what other gods they serve. I can only imagine what their lives would have been like. But there's been three words that have been burning within my heart for this year. The first word is no. And the last time I spoke here, I spoke on no. I spoke on truth. And I spoke on trust. But I have three different questions today. I went to my wife, and you know I always preach about my wife, don't I? She's a wonderful lady, been married to me for so many years, and I am so glad she's here. I am so glad, because the Sunday school class tells on me. Every time I say something about my wife in Sunday school, and we're inviting you out to Sunday school, she says, now what did you say about me? So now I can tell it in front of her, right? Amen? Amen. Amen. And then I called up my English teacher this weekend and I asked her about the questions because I wanted to make sure that the questions that I asked was proper, they were worded right, and that to make you like Arsenio Hall, I don't know if any of y'all remember him. He used to say, So my first question is, have you come to know about the truth? How have you come? How have you come to know about the truth? See, in Joshua chapter 24, if you look at all those scriptures in chapter 24, they had been through some things in their lives. From Abraham on up, they seen some things in their lives. But my question is to you, how did you come to know about the truth? See, we can look at the flood. We can look at back in Egypt. But what did it take for you personally to come to know the truth? See, because this is a personal thing. Joshua had called all the tribes, all the officers, all the officials. So I'm asking all of you, what did it take for you to come to know the truth? My wife said, y'all want to hear what she said? She said, no. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. She said it takes some falling down. It takes some falling down for you to get up. See, she's been through some downward. She has fallen. And sometimes not on her own accord. I didn't help her fall many a day. And back when we lived in a 4-room house with no running water and we had to take baths outside, y'all, a lot of folks don't know about that. But when it rained, we could go out in the backyard and take showers. The rain was cold, but we did it. But we fallen down. But we didn't stay down. Even here at Crossroad, when we started the youth group, we fall down. We ran across some folks here. Well, the Deacon McDaniel was a part of that group. Years ago, wasn't you, Deacon? Yeah, we had to move from church to the Agape Center, back to the church, but we didn't stop. So as we look at the scriptures, verse 5 says, and I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterwards, I brought you out. Now, a lot of us know the story of when the plagues came and the flies and the gnats and the and what else were there? Locusts and what else? Frogs. See, y'all know the story. Y'all know what happened back in Egypt, don't y'all? Well, if you don't read the Bible, it tells you the whole story. And what happened? God brought them through it. Through it all. Through it all. Now, what have you been through? What have you been through that you can say through it all? Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. See, the first question is, how have you come to know about the truth? See, it takes some falling down, don't it? And then once you're down, are you willing to get back up? My second question. Oh, when I went to my English teacher, she says experience. Experience is the best teacher. And then once you have that experience, you know about the truth. And you know what I say about the truth, and the truth shall. I didn't only say that, but John 14 says that, doesn't it? Amen. So my second question came to mind. Have you ever put your trust in faith? Have you ever put your trust in faith? Have you ever put your trust in faith? What would your answer be? How would you answer that in the quietness of your own room? And maybe that's a question you can ask your wife or your husband. Have you ever put your trust? How have you ever put your trust in faith? How have you? Have you ever put your trust in faith? Have you ever put your trust in faith? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But have you? And that's a question that we can say yes, and we can say no. Huh? Because that's what my wife said. She said, yes, I have, and no. Now, that sort of confused me when she answered it. It sort of took me back. But then once she explained it, it made more sense. But the question is to you. To you, what did it take for you when you're in the difficulty of times, when it came to that struggle of seeing your child, your firstborn back in Egypt? Remember when he plagued it, and if you didn't have that cross on your doorpost, what happened? The firstborn what? And we have experienced some deaths in our families, in our situation, and we were broken. But then when they turned to put their trust in God, all things work together. We don't understand that, but all things do work together for good to them that what? And are according to his. Amen. Amen. So, what about have you ever put your trust in faith? My English teacher says, yes, oh, it's about the same. It's the same, trust and faith. But is it the same in your life? See, in my English teacher's life, it's the same. It's compatible, is it? Could we say? Huh? But is it compatible in our real life situation? How have you put trust and faith in your life? Verse 8 says, I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hands that ye might possess their lands. And I destroyed them from before you. Now, I can only imagine what those days were like when you were going to war. And all of the things that are happening to us today in our today's society, we have seen so much devastation in the last 2 or 3 weeks. We've seen Texas, we've seen Florida, we've seen Mexico, we've seen Puerto Rico, we've seen so much. We've seen folks floating down nursing homes. I can only imagine what it's like to be sitting in water in a nursing home or with no electricity in your home. How I'm going to feed my children. So somewhere along the line, you got to trust your faith. Huh? We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when my electric is coming back on, but I know God is able to supply my every need according to his riches. Amen. Joshua's telling folks, look back and see where God has brought you from. Look back. You dwelling in lands that you didn't plant. You eating that you didn't do, had nothing to do with. But God is able. And then my English teacher says something that, do you trust your faith? Do you trust your faith? I mean, we have faith, but do we trust it? Huh? That's pretty good. And then my third question. See, if I would have had them written down up there. Y'all can read them, can't you? Huh? How have you come to know about truth? You see it? Have you ever put your trust in faith? You got it down? Should be etched on your heart. And my third question, what truth do you know about faith? Do you know about faith? What truth? What truth do you know about faith? Not what I know. I can tell you what my wife said. I can tell you what my English teacher said. But what you say? All right. What do you say? Because this is what it boils down to. Your personal relationship with Christ. What truth do you know about faith? Verse 14, and that's where I came to my conclusions. It says, now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him. In what? Ooh. And in what? We still lie to ourselves, don't we? Huh? Or am I the only one that lied to myself? Huh? Oh, Pastor, I had a good day yesterday. Last day of my vacation. I had to tell you this. I told Jay. I shot a 38 on the back nine. I was good. And it was the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Y'all don't care nothing about golf, but we do. When you leave the golf course with your first place, you're happy. You won. And only you are happy. No one else is happy for you. You're the only one happy on that whole golf course because you won. I was so happy. My last day of vacation. And that was the truth. I enjoyed it. I had fun. My vacation is over. I turned another year older, and my wife still loves me. What more could I ask for? What more could I ask for? Huh? What more could I ask for? I could die now and go to heaven. I would enjoy every moment of it. Amen. It says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Now, if we stopped there, everyone would say amen. But he didn't. He says, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. And serve ye the Lord. Now, we're talking about back in Joshua days here, aren't we? Huh? So how can I bring it home to you? How can I bring it home to you? The words are still true. I don't know what gods you have in your life. It might be jealousy. It might be envy. It might be greed. I don't know what god it is. But you do. You do. That's why Joshua says, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Is that true? So I'm asking you today, are you going to make a choice? Are you going to make a choice? Because it says, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Now, my time seems to be up. And my thing is, have you seen God? What have you seen God do? What have you seen God do? See, in Joshua days, he brought back to remembrance all the things that they had been through, what they seen when they walked through dry land and when God had given them the land and when they didn't have to fight for the land and how they... all those things. But what have you seen in your life? In your life that God has done? Because that's when it becomes more personal. What have you done? What have you seen God do? And how did you respond? See, I wanted to go through the whole chapter 24, but there's some things that I thought was good for me, and I'm going to go through them quickly. And it's in verse 17. Verse 15 says, choose, and if it seems evil to serve, choose ye this day whether you'll serve the gods which your father served or whether you'll serve the gods of the Amorites in whom land you dwell. But we made a decision at my house that we would serve the Lord. And that's the question to you. And the people answered in verse 16 and says, hey, no, God forbid that we should serve, but we forsake the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord, our God, you see that in verse 17? See, you got to have a Bible or some type of thing to see that. He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. They recognized how they got out of all that difficulty. It was no one but the Lord. What are you saying, how you got out of that? How did he bring you out of that? That was verse 17, and then I went down to verse 19. And Joshua said unto the people, and this is what really got me, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is holy God. He's a jealous God, and he will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Man, that was a scary time for me. Man, if the Lord brought me up and he ain't, for by grace him I'm saved through faith and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Man, I'm thankful God had checked. Woo! Amen? Amen? For I am not deserving of what God has done in my life. For it's by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith and that not of hallelujah, dying to glory. Amen. That's what I got out of verse 19. Now, verse 23 says, now, therefore, I'm saying to you too, put away, he reading it, and say, he is the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. Amen. 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 I'm going to leave it there because I got two more scriptures. Okay. See, Pastor, I forgot to read my notes, man. You write these things down, you just forget to read your notes. Okay, I'm going to read them now. It says, remember where you've been and all that God has done for them. Remember where you've been and remember all that God has done for you. And then I wrote down, they had a tremendous, that's a big word. I almost had to ask my English teacher how to spell it. But it says, have a tremendous spiritual heritage that they must not abandon. They had a tremendous spiritual heritage. So God said, hey, don't abandon this. Remember, we set stones. That's one verse two. In verse 29, they said that in the rocks is the witness. Man, it's amazing when the rock is a witness of what God can. I never thought of it like that. I really never thought about when you say something, and it did come back to mind, even the rocks will cry out. Man, who's been a witness in your life that you are willing to go tell others what God has done in your life? Man, that was some good reading for me. And then, do you know your spiritual heritage and have you abandoned it? Do you know your spiritual heritage and have you abandoned it? I'm going to close with this scripture here in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 11, to get our hearts ready. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Starting in verse 23, it says, for I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and says, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do. And remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he took the cup which he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. As the children of Israel look back over their lives, as Joshua says, choose ye this day whom ye serve. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I need you to make a decision today. What God you're going to serve? Is it going to be the gods that you foreparents served? Or the God of this world? But you need to make a choice today whom you're going to serve, Pastor Coleman.
Let the church say amen. Amen. God is good and his mercy is everlasting. Thank you, Reverend Givens, for those questions.